welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive over here in the back nine across from Audubon Elementary School. And we are so glad that you joined us today for the broadcast. We have a topical study here on 91.5 FM and on our website. You can catch it anytime at ourlighthouse.net. Just look up Lighthouse Christian Church, Merritt Island, find the website, and we're right there. You go to the Turn the Light On tab, and you can listen anytime. So we are just so excited to be here with each and every one of you. The purpose of this program is many purposes, but you know, we want you to recognize the voice of God in your life. We want you to be eager to hear Him. You know, we want you to learn how to live from heaven's perspective and not the world's, and you know, just realize and recognize that you are an overcomer. So you know what? You've overcome. How? By the blood of the Lamb, the word of His testimony. But you know what? We always like to do the program with a special guest, and I want to take a moment and welcome our worship leader here at Lighthouse Christian Church, Joseph Poole, into the program.
Hey, Pastor Kevin. Hey, how are you, man?
What's up, Joseph?
Hey, hanging in there.
Glad to have you on the program,
man. It's great to be back.
You know, I enjoy doing the program with everybody that comes in and does it, but you know, it's mostly guy-girl, but I really enjoy when it's you and me because we can kind of bro up.
There's a brotherhood. Hang out
and just talk about all the cool things that God's doing in our lives. And, you know, I always like to have the co-host bring a topic to the program. So I let you bring the topic today. So what's your topic?
Well, the Lord put on my heart, living courageously. What is it to live courageously?
Nice. I like that.
A lot of that, you know, as men, since we're talking about being the brotherhood that we have as men, you know, we're instilled with that at a young age to, you know, be brave and
right.
Be courageous, take risks or live dangerously. Adrenaline junkies,
right?
Like you're a surfer. I mean, I like to ski and do stupid stuff. I BMX'd and rode like skateboards and rollerblades.
Sure.
And I have the scars to prove it from doing quote courageous things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look back and some of them probably were just plain stupidity, but that was
so
still
we want
fun.
To talk about living courageously. That's not you know
exactly
crazily.
It's not exactly, it's not about going over the top. This is about courage. So what is courage?
You know,
well, courage is, it's a mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty.
Okay.
So it's more than just, you know, picking yourself up by your bootstraps, walking forward and saying,
right.
I'm going to attack this hill. It's a livelihood and it's a heart posture. We see a lot of it specifically in Joshua. When he was taking over the mantle from Moses, you know, he's this younger guy who's been led by his mentor, Moses, throughout this entire time that they were wandering in the wilderness, and he's getting ready to go into the promised land, and he's like, what am I going to do? And in Joshua 1:9, more than 1:9, but in Joshua 1 specifically, but in 1:9 it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
That's amazing.
It truly is. There's multiple times, though, right there, and it says that phrase, be strong and courageous.
You know, I want to flip back to your definition on courage, you know, because I was fascinated by it when I looked at it. You know, it says mental or moral strength to venture, to persevere, or to withstand danger, or to withstand fear or difficulty. You know, I think so many times we negate the moral side of that. You know, we think, oh, I just need the mental capacity to be courageous in a situation, but you know, moral strength takes courage, you
Very
know,
much
and
so.
I think that the world that we live in today has become so immoral Okay, immorality is mentioned in the Bible so many times. And for somebody to stand up for the Lord, to stand up for righteousness, to say, I'm not going to have sex until I get married. I'm not going to live my life as a party animal and then go to church on Sunday. You know, that I am going to observe morality in my life. Yeah. You know, it just kind of stood out to me. I know I'm kind of changing the direction a little bit. You know, I think Joshua says, be strong and courageous and do not be afraid or discouraged, for God will be with you.
Mm.
Okay? When we take a stand against the immorality of the world and we just say, I am going to live a moral life, the world will come unglued around you. You know, when I talk to people that don't know God, and this minute they find out you're a Christian and you disagree with their religious beliefs or their political beliefs or whatever it is they're believing, they come unglued. And I just want to tell people out there today that are making a moral stand and a mental stand to persevere and through the difficulties of this day and age that we're living in, I want to encourage you and say thank you for what you're doing, for persevering and standing for what you believe in. And, you know, I mean, courage is mentioned all through the Bible.
Multiple times. I mean, you're looking at like 109 verses total, give or take. There's like courage is mentioned 20 times in different verses. 32 verses are about courage and strength. There's 8 verses about, you know, strong faith in Christ. 49 verses about finishing strong. So there's this whole culmination. It's not just this once or twice that you see it within the Word of God. There's 109 verses in total that are talking about being courageous.
Sure.
And I do like that you said that about the moral aspect, because there's a moral compass that God gifts us when we have the Holy Spirit come into us, when we are baptized by the Holy Spirit. That moral compass comes into play and helps you push on and have the courage to stand up and say, I am a Christian. I do not stand for this. I stand against the things of this world, and I stand with the cross. Too many people, exactly as you're saying, will bow to that. Or as soon as you come up against opposition, they'll kind of back down. So being courageous in the aspect of saying, no, this is my belief and this is what God says, and I will stand on his word no matter what comes my way. And it happened multiple times, and it's still happening overseas right now, in whether that be China, in the Middle East. If you're a Christian, they kill you.
Right.
They will put
any
you
communist
to death.
Country.
They will put you to death. They'll
throw you in prison.
Yeah. So to have the moral compass and the Holy Spirit give you the courage to say that, would you still have the guts to stand up in front of somebody knowing there's a firing squad on the under end of the line?
Right.
And if you answer, yes, I am a Christ follower, and they're gonna open fire.
Right.
Like, do you have the guts to do that?
Right.
I feel like we here in America, sometimes we get lost in that because we have it
We've
very
never,
easy.
Yeah.
We don't have that opposition.
That. Right.
Right. But
persecution's gosh, somebody told me to get away from them.
Right, and that's you got your feelings
like
hurt.
Not like they just
you're
beat
offended.
Me into the ground and left me for half dead because I made a profession of Christ.
Right, but that's the kind of courage that we need.
Wow.
We need to be able to stand and say, no matter what
wrong.
Comes my way, even here in the United States, I mean, it's crazy to me. 1 Corinthians 16:13 kind of backs that up. It says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong.
You know, I like that. It says, be on your guard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've got to be aware of the situations and circumstances that we're facing in this life. Persecution is coming to the church in the last days. If you don't really think we're living in the last days, I can get with you partially, but it's really hard for me to not believe that we're living in the last days. But, you know, everybody that was ever alive as a believer always thought they were in the last days. So I can see where I might think we're in the last days and we're not. But, you know, all the signs are pointing that way. And I don't think that the church is going to be without persecution in the United States. I think we are going to have to live courageously more and more as things get darker, as the world takes its turn. In accordance with what the book of Revelation says is going to happen, you know, let's be honest, it's in there, it's in the book.
Yeah.
God isn't like keeping it a secret, like, oh yeah, Shocker. Surprise, guys. Persecution's here.
Yeah.
No, he's already said, in this world, you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
That's
you
right.
know, they're going to hate you because they hate me. And it's going to take a courageous life. You know, it's going to take mental and moral strength to persevere and to withstand the danger of the persecution that the gospel will bring, and the fear of losing your life, and the difficulty of living your life morally in a world that is immoral.
That's right.
So, yeah, I love that scripture, though. Be on your guard.
Be on your guard. Being that I'm prior military, so... when you're sitting there in a guard tower, when you're on guard or on post, you are the watchman of all of your brothers and sisters that are sleeping within that fob or that base behind you. So being on post or being on guard in that moment, you're scanning that sector left and right. You're looking for anything that's an enemy combatant that's coming
right.
your way. We need to treat our spiritual life the same way. We have to look with our spiritual glasses on to see what enemies, what arrows, what tricks that the enemy is trying to push towards us.
Absolutely.
And be able to call them out. And then the courage to call them out, the intestinal fortitude of standing up and saying, there's a wave coming right now, and I need to warn the rest of my platoon behind me.
Right. Need to call them up out of their sleep.
Correct.
Which is what's happening really with the church right now.
That's so exciting.
You know what I mean?
Love
People
that.
Are waking up.
It's awesome.
The world is waking up. The church is coming alive right now.
People
For those
are
of you who are, you know, a part of the kingdom of God, man, just be awake, be alert, and be ready. You know, the world is fast coming at us, and we've got to be ready. We've got to be able to look them in the eye and go, you need Jesus.
Yeah.
And you need him now. You don't need to wait. There's
don't
no
wait.
Promise for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, in this life. So, you know, I look at like Deuteronomy 31:6 is another scripture. It says, be strong and courageous. That's in Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. 1 Corinthians, be on your guard. Be courageous and be strong.
Mm-hmm.
They just flipped it.
Yeah.
Now in Deuteronomy, it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because
yeah.
of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. See, our courage has got to be based in the fact, Joseph, that we know him. If you don't really know Jesus, you're not going to have courage when all of the world is coming at you.
Yeah.
Because of him, you're going to fail. You're going to falter if you don't really truly have a relationship with God. So I think to be strong and be courageous and to have that mental and moral strength, you need to know Jesus of Nazareth, who was, you know, dead, buried, resurrected, now alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father. You can know him personally. You can have a relationship with God like that.
See, that's something that's really cool because it ties right on with 1 Chronicles 28:20. David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. So this is a king
yeah, right.
talking to his son. It's kingly mm-hmm. wisdom. It's a precursor as well of our king talking to us. Be strong and courageous and do the work. Be strong and the Lord your God is with you.
Right.
So there's this really cool correlation of the relationship of not only a father and son, but of a king talking to his son.
Right.
At the time, it's a subject, it's a servant until he has been crowned as king. Solomon is a servant underneath his father, and we are servants of the Most High God. So to get that kingly advice from our Lord, the sovereign King of Kings, is such an honor, and when the king tells you something, there's just this weight to it that you carry that seal with you. You carry the weight of the king's crown when you go and spread the word, and you have something to say, you have something to do. The king has told you something to do. You bet I'm going to go do it.
Sure.
So that's just something, I see this really intimate correlation there between the two. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So I want to talk a little bit about this saying, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. how do we know that God is with us? How can we affirm in our heart, you know, as a believer, how do I know that God is with me? You know, how do I come to a conclusion that, you know what, God is with me in my life. I don't have to doubt. I don't have to wonder if he's with me. I don't have to hope that he's with me. I have full assurance that God is with me. How do we as believers reach that place in our life?
I think it ultimately comes back to the relationship aspect.
Right.
Unless you have a relationship, you're not going to know. You're going to be questioning. You might be a lukewarm Christian. You might not be fully submitted to the will of God. You may not be all in, and you've got to be all in to be able to gain that courage and understanding of who he is and what his plan is in your life. You have to fully submit. You have to say, Lord, this is my life given to you because
right.
you've already laid down your life for me.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's nothing that you're going to come to realization in your own mind.
Right.
It's the Spirit residing within you that will give you the peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah, it's so good. You know, when I look at this, I think, all right, there was a time when my wife Lisa and I, we were dating.
Okay.
Right? And I'm sure she wondered many different times in that process if I was with her.
Right.
And I've wondered if she was, is she with me or not,
right.
and you know, we've all been there, and you know, even in friendships, is this guy really my friend, or is he really with me, or not?
Is he just using me at this moment?
But for me, the marriage really shows the significance there, because when I stood on that altar before God and I made a covenant,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I am going to be with you until death do we part, you know?
Come
and
on.
That's what I believe gives us the confidence to be courageous and strong in this life with our relationship with God, is that I am in covenant with Jesus Christ. I accepted him into my life, and I received him into my life, and now I am part of him and he's part of me, just as me and my wife were joined together as one flesh in that covenant before God. I think when I accept Christ, I become one with him in the same manner. Jesus is the bridegroom and we're the bride of Christ.
Right.
That means that we have a covenant. That means we have a contract, an insurance, an assuring that he is never going to leave us or forsake us,
right.
any more so than I would leave my wife if there was danger. No, I would defend her.
Right.
And God is going to be our defender. And you know what? Some of us will be persecuted and even martyred for the kingdom of God. I'm not arguing
yeah.
that, you know, but God isn't saying, you know, necessarily, I'm going to save you from death in this life. But he is saying that I am going to save you from death itself.
Yeah, the second
He's
death.
Holding the keys mm-hmm. of death and hell, and he will never leave us or forsake us, meaning that even if I lose my life, even if sickness takes me out
right.
in my life, even if I get in a car wreck and I pass away today, or even if in some other way my life, you know, fails and I leave and exit this world, I have a confidence that... And I can be courageous and strong in the fact that I have an eternal promise
yeah.
with Jesus Christ, and that he is going to do what he said he would do for me, and that is welcome me into his kingdom after this life. You know, and I think a lot of people, they don't even believe in God. So how can they be courageous in the Lord or have any kind of strength in this life when they have no promise or vision for a life after this life?
It's impossible. It truly is. And again, it goes back to the covenant. There was this really key component that you brought up regarding marriage, and it is. You're absolutely right with that. There are times where you may disagree with one another, and it's not about who's right and who's wrong, and it's not even about making a point, but one of you may be in the right, but you will willingly submit and be like, it's okay. And just because you have a disagreement or a misunderstanding doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean that I don't want to continue in that relationship. God is the one that's always saying that to us. He's the one.
So
that
true.
He will sit there and chase after us with just reckless abandon. Like, I want relationship with you, even though we turn and go the other way. So it's, that's so beautiful. the correlation there. I really, really, really enjoy that.
You know, I think it boils down to Psalms 31:24. It says, be strong again and take heart, all of you who hope in the Lord. See, what are we hoping in? What are we believing? You know, hope is an incredible thing. You know, I think faith is what it takes to please God, but we have to have hope in order to get to faith.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you're hoping in the Lord, that means that you are believing that what he has said in his word is true about you. Right? And so if I stand on that, it's infallible as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I can stand on the word and it will never come back void in my life. It will always accomplish what it's been set to do. And it tells me who I am, what I have, where I'm going, all that.
It's your roadmap.
I have to stand on that.
Yeah.
I think so many people are wavering. They're standing on the word at 1 minute, and then life gets in a little bit of a tailspin, and then they pull away from that, and they stand in their own strength, or they get in fear. And that's why there's so many scriptures, do not be afraid or terrified because of that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You know, those are just powerful things, man. What a great topic today. I'm really enjoying this on courage.
Courage.
Because it's such a necessity for every believer to have the courage to stand on the promises of God for your life.
Yes, that's right. So it's I don't know why, but I'm thinking this is the metal in me coming out. You got to fight for your right to actually worship the Lord, to seek after his heart, to engage in that relationship so that he will empower you with the ability to go forth with reckless abandon to seek out other children that he's looking for, other people that are lost.
Right.
So that they can be reclaimed into the fold of the heavenly kingdom.
So you got to fight for your right to party with the Lord.
That's right.
That's where you were going.
That's
right?
Where I was.
So, but you know, because there ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party.
Holy Ghost party.
The Holy Ghost party doesn't stop. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying the Holy Ghost party here today on Turn the Light On. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm
gonna be joyful. All right, everybody, we're back with the program today, and once again, you're listening to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and Joseph Poulin, our worship leader here at Lighthouse Christian Church, and we've been talking, Joseph, today about living courageously and just being courageous and strong in the Lord and not being afraid of the times and the days that we're living in and just living a life of morality in the midst of immorality and knowing that God is with us. And we talked about what all that means. But as we finish off the program, I just want to kind of kick it back to you one last time and say, you know, bring it all together. And what does it mean to live courageously in this life?
Certainly. So I think 1 Chronicles 22:13 really kind of sums a lot of this up. It says, "Then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged."
That's so good.
It's right there. You will have success if you're careful to observe the decrees and the laws that the Lord gave Moses and Israel.
So how do you get courage then?
Well, you know, do you get courage?
How do you get courage? Those of you who are listening out there, we really want to just drive this home for you.
It's the Bible. It's the Word. It comes from God. Courage comes from God. You know,
that's so good.
The basis of it is that the promise of God's power and presence with faith in Him. You know, courage comes only by having faith and confidence in God that He is with us, He is for us, He is standing there beside us. You know, in the Bible, God constantly tells multiple characters. We talked about Joshua a little bit,
right?
But it wasn't just Joshua.
David facing Goliath.
Yes,
you had Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the fiery furnace. I mean,
Mary,
on and on.
Fear not.
Facing Joseph.
Yes.
You know, with the idea that she's pregnant.
Exactly. So
it could go a lot. Every person in the Bible pretty much
needed courage to be able to do the things they needed to do.
It's so good.
He demonstrates great power by helping them overcome all of the adversaries or things that were in their way. You know, reading these scriptures can also be a source of courage for anyone who believes in the sovereignty. And that's the biggest thing, is the sovereignty of the Lord.
Yep. All things are going to work together
exactly.
For good. You know, and we have
King.
A gift and a promise of eternal life that
That's
we
right.
can stand on.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so guys, once again, we hope you enjoyed the program today. It's been a pleasure to just hang out with you and just share the Word of God, to just receive the blessings of being washed over in the Word and just seeing God begin to refresh our hearts and our lives and to give us courage in everything that we do. So we pray and believe for you to have courage in this day, for this moment, to live in these times, in Jesus' name. So God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.